At Desert Care Network, we're a medical community with the highest respect for science, but we're also a family community with a healthy respect for compassion, which means that advanced robotic surgeries are always followed by unmistakably human aftercare. Experts will analyze your numbers, but never treat you like one. And every hospital visit is always more than hospitable, which just may be the best medicine of all. Desert Care Network, a community built on care. Find a physician at desertcarenetwork.com.
Joey English here. Besides wearing red and eating chocolate, I love a great bargain. No place better than Revival's Palm Springs Cathedral City in Palm Desert, where I can practice Joey's drop and shop strategy. When I've got gently used items someone else might like, I drop them at Revival's. That's when the fun really begins because I get to shop. All Revival stores are clean and well organized, so I can do my treasure hunting. Staff and volunteers couldn't be more helpful. Every time I drop a donation of gently used items to Revival's, every time I shop and buy at Revival's, I'm helping to benefit the great work at Desert AIDS Project here in the Coachella Valley. Think about Joey's drop and shop strategy. Try it out at Revival's. It's the wonderful volunteers who make shopping at Revival's so special. Their service is really another way of donating by helping Desert AIDS Project meet the healthcare needs of our community. Ask for more information about volunteering at any Revivals.
Coronavirus, or COVID-19, has made us the kind of hotspot we don't want to be. Stay home to limit your exposure while helping to keep others safe. Stay home and save a life. If you're a Desert Oasis Healthcare member and think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call us first at 760-969-6555 before coming to any of our medical locations. Visit mydoac.com for updates.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Oh.
Hit me with your best shot.
get it, Joey pals. Are you awake now? Charlie Dyer put together mystery songs, and of course, now, wait for it, that's the voice of Dr. Brian Hodgkins from My DOHC.
Rocking it here.
And the name of the song is...
Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Get it, your vaccine.
Oh, hit me with your best...
Why did you bother, Charlie?
Hit me with your best shot.
That was just for you.
Shots. Two shots.
Yes. All that trouble, and he's just... Okay, do over. Hey, Joey pals, we are starting our 52nd week of...
That's a year.
...of not sheltering in place, of the pandemic. I think that's a better term for it now, because we're not necessarily sheltering in place. And we welcome back to our microphones. No matter what we do, he keeps showing up.
Like a bad penny.
That's it. Oh, is it still a penny? Can't we go to a silver dollar or something?
A dime. Yeah. It's a bad dime.
Dr. Brian Hodgkins from...
It's a bad rash. Oh, sorry, from Desert Oasis Healthcare. Your health, your life, our passion.
Your health, your life, our passion. I love that. That's very kind. How are you, dear? 52 weeks.
Ooh, never been better.
You know, I just found out because... All over the news has been the news of Texas and Mississippi stopping the mandatory mask wearing. I didn't realize Montana hadn't had a man. There's lots of states.
Iowa too. Iowa had
there's
done
like,
that weeks before.
There's like 15 states that never had a mandatory.
And Alabama decided to keep theirs in place for another, I think, till the end of April. So it's all over the map.
So the kind thing to do is what we always say. Wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance, and be kind.
Right. The life you save could be someone else's.
Could be Brian Hodgkins.
Yeah.
We'll vote on that one.
I feel like I'm immunized and bulletproof, but, you know, I can't say that. We just don't know enough yet.
It's disrespectful.
And the,
it
you know,
hurts
we're,
people's
and
feelings.
And we're making progress. I mean, we're making tremendous progress.
How do you want to start this? Start with... The things that Joey Pals, we've talked about the fact that Brian doesn't want you to be informed by things on the internet. But by the same token, it shows him that the Joey Pals are trying to keep up with everything. And that's a real source of information. So Brian will be the...
Arbiter of truth.
Yes.
Entertainment on the internet. information you should get from more, I would say, black and white factual resources. Could be a person, could be a journal, but normally it's not on Facebook.
Exactly. First,
from your crazy uncle.
My crazy uncle. J&J as a game, the Johnson & Johnson. And I found out yesterday on the Joey Factor, there were actually three Johnson brothers. But it's not Johnson & Johnson & Johnson. But that's another radio show. Johnson & Johnson vaccine, a game changer? Question mark.
I will say, yes, it's a game changer. So as we sit here today, 27 million Americans have received both doses, right? Had we had, you know, the 54 million doses that have been administered, that would have been 54 million people vaccinated if we had a single dose.
Exactly.
So,
And
then there's the question about equity and equality in healthcare. What does that mean? Getting people, the right communities, access to a vaccine. And so it makes sense. The J&J vaccine, normal refrigeration, single shot, high efficacy, high degree of safety. You can get it out into the community without having to worry about expiring doses or wasting.
Great.
And here's the take-home, top-line message for everyone.
Headline.
Take the vaccine that's in front of you. It's like dance with the girl who brung you.
Yeah.
Get the vaccine that's in front of you because, and this is the most important fact and data, is that no one in the vaccine trials, all of them, that received the vaccine, nobody died. And very few
people. Even if it's just the first shot.
And very few people got hospitalized. So we know that they do work. And we're working hard. You know, it's estimated that 100 million Americans probably were infected. And if you add that to 50 million people vaccinated, we're almost at 50% of people that have been exposed either through natural or vaccinated immunity. Now, we don't know what herd immunity is going to mean. We've argued from 50% up to 90%. But okay. But instead of that, what I want to argue or tell folks about is really what I would say is micro herd immunity, community-based immunity, which means
micro-herd. H-E-R-D, Joey Pals.
Yeah, so we can't worry about the whole U.S., but there are going to be segments of the U.S. or in your own community where everyone has either been sick or vaccinated, which means social spread locally is not going to happen, and therefore the return to some degree of normalcy is going to be much more quick.
Understood. Okay. Kids are... Oh, this was sad. This is kind of just putting on your father's hat and your psychologist hat. Do you have one of those? But you're so intelligent and well-read. I've been understanding that because of the stay-at-home and all the kids and the questionable failure of the at-home schooling, kids are doing more self-inflicted harm. What have you learned about that in your life?
Yeah, this is a sad truth about the pandemic in the inability to put our kids back in school. And really just with the a lot of confusion and concern about what does it mean to have kids back in school. I think the data is maturing, and I think it's arguably safer to have them in school than not in school for
Isn't
lots of
home
reasons.
One of the worst places it was.
In my house it is. I know that.
But you taught us months ago, because things have changed, that home was not a good place to have people congregate, because that's where we could get the virus. Then that changed, and it became supermarkets.
Well, locally we know schools are starting. I mean, Desert Sands Unified School District is starting in a couple weeks. Back in person, I think it's K through fifth grade. We know in the lower grades, there's very low social spread transmissibility of the virus.
There's very low transmissibility.
Right. Now don't get me wrong, because I'm a big fan right now of vaccinating the entire, educational workforce, from teachers to janitors to anyone who works in a school who supports a school system. Just like they're healthcare workers, they're essential workers. And I think that'll overcome some of the challenges and concerns that we've heard nationally from both the teaching unions, NEA, everyone else. We want to keep the teachers safe.
How about the children? You don't have to vaccinate the K-5?
Not yet, but they're going to, eventually children will be on the vaccine list once they've completed those trials as well.
Because those are the ages when poor little Tyler got 5 shots in one day. I said, the doctor says, will you hold him while I do this? I said, I will not. then he'll think you hold him while you do it.
Right.
That's when all the vaccines are administered, isn't it?
Well,
ages?
Well, through the year of two, and then, you know, I mean, if you look at the APIC guidelines, pediatric guidelines for immunization, they go all the way up now through 18. While your kids are going to college to get, you know, meningitis vaccines and HPV vaccines
yes,
and
oh,
stuff.
That's right.
But the most important thing, yes, I think there's a... this high priority, I think, nationally to get kids back in school. It is imperative for their socialization. We know that there's been... I think we are smart enough as a country that we're not going to lose a year of education. These kids are going to get it back, and I choose not to believe that, you know, this is going to be a lifelong issue for our workforce and for their education. I really believe that this is just going to be, it's going to be overcome. And as kids start to socialize, I mean, it's the little kids that have really been probably, if anything, harmed the most.
Yes.
We have heard increases in self-harm and suicides and in age groups from 10 to 16 increasing. So we need to consider that those are all important goals, really, of this entire overcoming this pandemic.
Okay, Joey Pals, we've covered the new J&J vaccine. We've understood micro herd immunity. We've just talked about children in schools and the harm that's being done to mothers, too, who are staying home and monitoring all of their kids. Okay, younger people are getting a harsher reaction to the second shot, ?
Well, actually, we are.
I love how you know what I mean.
We are seeing, you know, as far as... So there's three things you want to get after the second shot. Actually, even after the first one. You want to get these three things. You want to get sore arm at the site of injection or all in that arm. You want to get a little bit of fatigue, like you feel tired for a day or two. And you want to get a low-grade temp. Those are all things that indicate that you're getting an optimum response. Now, if you didn't get that, it's probably because you're a little bit older. And a lot of older folks aren't getting that type of immune response.
See, looking at me, Charlie.
From the second dose.
I'm looking
at myself. But the reality is we've seen all kinds of reactions after the second dose of vaccines in younger. When I say young, here's what I mean by young.
Okay.
We've seen kids vaccinated 18 who have had developed, you know, chest pain, issues with inflammation of the pericardium, meaning their heart. And actually having to go to the hospital, it looks like they're having a heart attack, but they're not. Or people who have been sick and so they had coronavirus and then got vaccinated, and they manifest all the things, loss of taste and smell again, even though there's no active infection. So it's a reactivation of the inflammatory process to the vaccine. And so, yes, I would say that that's probably pretty accurate.
Golly's.
Even if it's just... You know, a barrel load of anecdotal observation. That's what we're seeing. That's what I'm telling you.
See, Joey Pals they're asking the right questions. Their sources may be questionable, but that's why they listen to you. When we come back on the other side of the treasure chest, we're going to talk about, is one vaccine better than another? What did I write? Get it later? I don't know what that means. And I wrote down 53 million Americans have had one dose, and we kind of agree on that. And you've got good news for us?
We've got lots of good news.
Oh, good.
Lots of good news.
Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.